Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Art of Living radio show. This week, I, Victoria Mary Clark, am talking to Samantha Kelly, who is the tweeting goddess. And we've had you before on this show, haven't we, Samantha?
You have, and I'm delighted to be here again.
And you're doing so well.
Thank you, I am. Yes,
you
it's
are.
Great.
So tweeting is really a big business now, isn't it? It's really taking off.
Well, I'll tell you, I think people just don't have the time. And that's where I stepped in.
Yes.
You know, I could see that people were actually struggling. Like, Twitter and social media is so important now for business. And a lot of Irish companies still aren't on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I saw this and I said, hang on a second. Like, they're actually missing out on sales. They're missing out from their competitors are getting ahead of them. So I said, you know, and I started using Twitter for my first business, Funky Goddess. And I found that it really worked. So I
How
decided.
How did it work? What did it do?
Well, it spread the word, the brand
okay.
awareness.
Yeah.
You know, people started talking to me and asking me questions. So I became kind of the expert in the field of what I was doing.
Of
so
tweeting.
Yeah. So
yeah.
People started approaching me and saying, you know, could you help us out? Like, how did you get all those followers? How did you get trending and all this kind of stuff? So now I've made a business out of it. So it's Tweeting Goddess, and I love it.
Do you
it's
absolutely
like doing
love
something
it?
That I love. It's my dream job. You know,
that's so funny. Like, what is it about tweeting that you love?
I don't,
like some people
I don't
just
know.
I meet a
I
lot of people who don't like it.
Well, I could be slightly addicted, right?
Okay,
because I have addictive personality. But there are so many interesting people on Twitter. If you dip into Twitter, you have you've got journalists there. You're on it, Victoria.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got actual shows like Love Hate. You can tweet while you're watching Love Hate and watching The Late Late Show. And it's really funny when you see all the comments. And you'll never be lonely again. I mean, I used to feel quite lonely. That's how I started on Twitter.
Because you're a single parent.
Yeah, I was a lone parent at the time. And the kids had gone to bed. And so I started tweeting and just talking to people. And I started building up relationships. And then those relationships, when I actually did launch my business, were there for me to spread the word.
So, what sort of relationships? Were they romantic relationships?
No,
or
I wish. Well, I probably might have a few stalkers, all right. I'm not sure. But I have this really nice picture of us in my bio.
Yes,
my
I've seen your nice pictures. They're very
and
nice.
It was makeup and
yeah.
hair. And I look
yeah.
really glamorous. Like, I don't look like that today. But, you know, the relationships were kind of just other mums in the same situation as myself.
Oh, I see.
And so you're attracting yeah. people who identify with you.
Yeah.
And then when you show a bit of compassion to them as well, like, I mean, I started getting interested in what they were up to. So you might have a mother who started a business and it might be gifts for children or something, and I might mm-hmm. say, gosh, that's absolutely gorgeous, well done. Or it could be someone that makes something like crafters.
Cupcakes.
Anything.
Yeah.
And they love when you say, actually, that's really good, because it makes them feel good.
Yeah.
And then when you make them feel good, they in return will actually look at your stuff and, you know, comment on your stuff. So that's how it works, really.
So it's all about helping other people. Really.
Exactly. Yeah. And if more people realize that, then they do really well on Twitter as well, because there can be, it's like real life. There can be people who are like me.
Yeah.
And take. Whereas if you're a bit of giving and a bit of taking, and it's like reciprocating to everybody and helping others. Like, if I see someone starting out, I have 16,000 followers now. I think the last time I was talking to you, I didn't have that many.
I think I had about nine
or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
And like, if I see someone starting out and they say, hey, I'm new, hi, first tweet, I'd always give them a retweet, which means that I share it with my 16,000 followers. And so they're like, oh my God. So it really gives them a boost.
Yeah.
So I remember being new. We all remember our first time driving, our first driving lesson, like all those kind of things. So your first time on Twitter, everyone remembers, like, God, what on earth is this thing? Don't know how to use it. So it's nice to give them a little helping hand. So it's just remembering where you came from, really, as well, you know.
And so for businesses who want to be a bit more, I suppose, sharing is the
mm-hmm.
word, what can they do? Because I think quite a lot of the businesses I see on Twitter are just advertising stuff. They're just going, we have this, we have mm-hmm. that, you know, buy this, buy that. How can they be more sharing?
Okay, well, for example, yes, it is okay to advertise on Twitter. Like, I'd say about if you do 10 tweets a day as a company, and then three of those to be kind of salesy, or click here to buy or whatever, that kind of thing. But really, it's interacting with your customers. So let's say if you're a hotel in Wexford, let's say, for example.
Like the Talbot Hotel in Wexford.
Yes, like the Talbot. That's where.
Lovely hotel.
Well, if we actually tweet a picture of the fireworks, we're in Wexford last night.
Yeah.
The launch of the Opera Festival. So if we put up a picture of the fireworks, chances are other people are going to think that's a lovely picture. And they will say, oh, that's cool. What happened? Was it good? And it's saying, yes, it was great. And you should have seen it. And there were so many children, and talk to the client who actually comments on it. And
oh, so you've got to call back. So when they say that, you know, when they mention it,
they say, oh, that's a really good offer. Gosh, I must convince the other half to book in, or just say, oh yeah, go on, like no pressure. And,
right.
You know, and like we do that a lot as well. Like it's really just acknowledging that they're there.
Yes.
You know, and they are following you, so they are valuable. They're actually your own little marketeer. You know, because if you start talking to them, they're going to say, yeah, that's a great Twitter account. Sure, give them a follow. And it's all about people, really, when it comes down to it.
That's very interesting, because I hadn't really thought of it like that. I just think of it as a way to show stuff, you know.
Like, let's say, for example, your Twitter, a radio show. Let's say your radio show. We could say, well, tonight, very exciting, we're going to be interviewing such and such on the show. Do spread the word. And then you could say, maybe offer a prize on the evening. Like, let's say you're interviewing someone who makes candles. Say we're going to give away a candle.
Yeah.
So the just tweet using the lady's name, the candle maker's name, like the brand. Excuse me. And then that way you're giving the brand some recognition, and also other people that might enter the competition to win the candle, their followers will see and they'll say, who is this candle maker? And they'll click, because we're nosy. We'll have a nose,
right.
And we'll click.
Right.
And so even though the radio show is about interviewing the person, you can still help the brand, and also your radio show listeners will probably get more involved. So then you can say, oh, thanks for getting involved. And then they're like, oh, she spoke to me. Victoria spoke to me. Do you know what I mean? And it gives them a buzz, you know? Like, so it's all very exciting, really, like, you know?
And are you generally a very sociable person yourself?
Yeah, I think so.
You are?
Yeah, I do love people. I don't like toxic people or negative people, though. I've been through a lot, so...
You've mentioned that you've been kind of what they were called, trolled.
Yes, yes.
But that's happening a lot, isn't
it? Yeah, because... Well, they are. They're making some changes now for that. But I mean, really, it's just people hiding behind a computer. That's just probably. We should really feel sorry for them. Really, you know.
Well, it's like school bullies, isn't it?
Yeah.
Except they're not visible.
You can't see them. You can't. Yeah. But you can report them. You can block them. But what I mean is, you know, people. I've learned like that. Most people are really good, you know, and most people are really helpful. But what I do is I might help someone once, but I'll remember if they did something on me. Because women, I think that's a woman thing, is it? That we remember, don't we? We really do. We remember if someone has been bad to us or bitched about us or something.
I can picture kids from school.
Yeah,
from like,
yeah.
You know,
we do
when
remember,
I was a child.
You know, and we'll give them one chance. One chance just to kind of redeem themselves or apologize or whatever. But then just leave. I just ignore them then. And
right.
I just surround myself with... you know, an army of people who, like, even on my bio, like your bio or whatever, you have a bit about your personality, a bit about what you do. I put it, I'm a mum, so I'm going to attract mums. I put in words like I love to see courage and you know, integrity in people, so I'm going to attract people like that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to attract people that don't like that. So
sure,
you just want to attract people that are kind of get you, you know, and if they get you, they will support you. So same with a business account. You know, like if let's say you're a hotel, for example, and you start tweeting about some charity stuff that's taking place in the hotel, it makes you look good as a hotel. It makes you look like you're supporting a charity, and it's all kind of kindness, all those nice things, you know. So that's what I try and do.
So what's your actual lifestyle like? Do you spend a lot of time sitting at a desk tweeting?
I do. And you would actually, you would love to get your hands on me, because
what's your posture
just,
like? That's
it's
what
not great. Well, I tell you, I start, the kids get to school first, school run, all that kind of stuff, and then I'm tweeting more or less from 9 till about 3 till the school run again. Now I take breaks, I try and bring the dogs for a walk. I have three dogs.
And you live near a beach, don't you?
I live in Rosslare Harbour.
That's handy.
I'm very lucky, I'm blessed. And then in the evenings it's homework, dinner. It's trying to get the balance. It's like every woman that works, actually, trying to get that balance of juggling everything. But really, my lifestyle, it's a great work-life balance, though, in other ways, because I get to be at home.
Mm.
If the child, God forbid, is sick or something, I can just fly down the road and get her. She has, she's hearing impaired, so
how many children?
I have two. I have a teenager.
Have you trained them to tweet for you?
No.
No, not yet.
She says no. Actually, my teenager can't stand the fact that I'm on Twitter, so she's on Snapchat.
Yes,
the teenager is like disgusted. She won't even friend me on Facebook. You know,
yeah.
I'm embarrassment as far as she's concerned. You know, so that's just that age, 15.
I know.
And then the 8-year-old, actually, a Twitter symbol came up on a news on Sky News or something once, and she went, "Oh, mammy, tweeting goddess," because she just saw the Twitter symbol. I'm like, God, don't tell Twitter that, jeez. But anyway, you know, she's great. I am lucky that I have a kind of a work-life balance, and that I can be at home, I can be with the dogs, I can be with the children when they come home from school, so I can light the fire, have the dinner ready, you know, that kind of stuff. So I'm not like picking
them up for creche
or,
you
know,
fantastic.
Yeah, they're not with a childminder.
Yeah.
And then in the evenings when they go to bed, I do go a bit mad on Twitter. So probably sleep-wise and health-wise, it's probably not good for me, because I'm kind of hyper when I'm going to bed, still in my head.
Mm.
But from about 9 to 11 especially is the busiest time on Twitter. So that's great time. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a great time to be on Twitter, yeah.
Oh.
And lunchtime.
And what kind of people are on Twitter, apart from yourself, at night?
Everybody. You've got journalists, you've got beauty bloggers. Like, if you're interested in beauty or makeup, like, there's all kinds of different makeup Twitter accounts that they would put out tips, beauty accounts. There's Oceana Spa, for example, in Portmarnock. She did, she does tips all the time on beauty, and, you know, you'd see all the beauty salons kind of talking together, especially if they're not near each other, do you know what I mean? Because they'd be a competitor then. But, you know, there might be awards, any events that are on, like, for example, tonight there's the Startup Awards in Dublin. There's the
you're getting an award, aren't you?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I'm in the running against some really cool people, though, so I don't know. But yes, I'll be there tonight. And then the Entrepreneur of the Year, the Ernest & Young one, is on in CityWest tonight. So those hashtags, you can be quite certain, will trend tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially the Bank of Ireland Startup Awards, because I'll be running it.
So you'll be tweeting away like mad from that.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of different things. Like, if Love Hate is on, for example, people will be tweeting about that.
Mm.
It's always really funny to watch the Love Hate hashtag and the Late Late hashtag. So they're just, it's really, it's fun, you know. It's a sociable thing. You just have to kind of stay away from controversy.
Like what?
Like, let's say there's the water charges.
Oh, yes.
You know, stuff like that.
But surely
like
that's
a
very popular topic.
It's a very popular topic, but as a company, or as a brand, I would not comment on it.
Right.
Because then you're getting dragged into the
whole... Yeah, yeah. You're taking sides.
There's a lot of negativity as well about it too. So you just don't want to get... I wouldn't get involved in that now.
Right.
No. I might say I've had a glass of water. That's it. I'm having a glass of water.
Having a glass of water. Yeah. So if you are doing it... Do you do it for your own entertainment as well as for business?
Yes, I would. I would actually... On my night off, my partner, I have a partner now, thank goodness, lovely man, Andy.
Did you meet him on Twitter?
No, I didn't. He hasn't a clue. He hasn't a clue about Twitter. I met him on... No, I've met him... I knew him a good while, actually, but no, he hasn't a clue about Twitter. He just thinks I'm playing video games all day, to be honest. But, like, he'd be watching Discovery Channel or How Things Are Made. Did you ever see that programme? One of those.
Yeah,
and I'd be there tweeting. That's how I relax. So I lie on the couch by the fire and I'm tweeting. So... That's just when I'm playing.
It's like the new knitting.
It's like when I'm playing on Twitter, yeah, yeah. That's kind of my... But I am so interested and I am so passionate about it, and about businesses getting on Twitter and improving their reach and their marketing through Twitter. It means like I'm doing what I say, like I'm walking the walk, you know. What's the word?
Yeah, walking the talk. Doing what you actually say.
Yeah, that's it, yes. So, I mean, at least they know I definitely do like Twitter, so it does help.
Yes, that's very important, I'm sure. Yeah.
So, but mostly I would work, and then the evenings would be more playing around with Twitter, like, and saying hi to people. I have a big network, you see, of other small business owners, and I started the Women's Inspire Network as well.
Yes. Now, what we'll do is we'll take our musical break now, and we'll come back and talk about your Women's Inspire Network.
Okay, great.
Okay. Thank you.
tomorrow may not be like any other day. It's so hard to know now what with the collective lay. See, lately they've been swinging high the wrecking ball. Spent so long upon making sure they will be strong, but you and I, we are hard as stone. Ooh, you and I, we are hard as stone. And I may empty up my pockets in the happen. Think it over and reach out to her. But I've long since disappeared by then, like water in the sand. As you see goes all the day I find, but you and I. Something strong that I can build new hope upon. Well, you and I, we are hard as stone.
Welcome back to The Art of Living, and today I'm talking to Samantha Kelly, who is the Tweeting Goddess. And Samantha, you were just about to tell me about your Women's Inspire Network.
Yes, I started Irish Biz Party, which is a network on Twitter of all small business owners. Mm-hmm. And the reason I started it was I found as a startup myself, and when I started in business, I was a lone parent. I didn't have the lingo, I didn't have the clothes. You know, I didn't have the corporate look, and I was very naive, really, when I entered the kind of business world. Mm-hmm. And I found it very intimidating. So I said, now, I'm sure I'm not the only person that finds it like that, and I'm sure I'm not the only person that's finding it hard to get money from the banks. And I was finding it really hard to get started and out of that poverty trap, even though I had a brilliant idea, to be able to get it out to market. So it all takes money, like marketing, PR, all that stuff. As you know, you do have to pay for it if you want it done properly. So what I did was I created this community. It's all free. We just network online in our PJs from 9 to 11 every Wednesday night on Twitter. And it's really popular. And we have a Facebook page with over 2,000 members. And we just help each other. Like, someone might be looking for a logo. Someone might be looking for the best insurance company for their company. It's just helping each other out with tips. So then I decided, I was starting to meet a lot of young, feisty women with loads of energy in Wexford and beyond, but mostly in Wexford because I live in Wexford. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, do you know what? You know, there was a networking women's thing, but it wasn't very active. And I said, you know, we kind of need to kind of help each other here and start something new. And I came up with Women's Inspire Network because if you make it into a hashtag, it's W-I-N, win.
Win.
Yeah.
That's clever.
Yes. So we came up with that after a lot of thinking of a good name because there's so many women's this and women's that. And then it doesn't really include men either, by the way. Men are very welcome to come along if they think they can contribute or help in any way. And we do support men. We don't exclude them at all because mm-hmm. there's a lot of good men out there as well that are trying to get out there. So, but I just decided that there was a kind of a market, let's say, for a good women's networking group that would actually do events every month, that we would have like inspiring speakers come along and then others would come along and give Twitter tips or Pinterest tips, or like there's so many new things coming out that like we really, if you want to do a course in these things, it can cost money and some of us don't have the money to do a course.
Right.
Whereas €20 for a ticket for an event, like that's a fiver a week, or you know, 20 out of your children's allowance. It's not that much, you know.
Yeah.
And the contacts you can make at these networking events can be valuable.
Mm-hmm.
I know one girl in particular, Niamh, Holist Skincare. You'd love her, actually. I'm dying for you to meet her. She's helped me with the Women's Inspire Network. She was at a conference, one of the Irish Biz Party conferences in Killarney, and Marissa Carter from Coco Brown Tan was there, and she was dying to speak to her because she'd never met her. So Niamh sat right up at the top in the chair right up opposite Marissa, made sure that she introduced herself, made sure they spoke, gave her some products to try, and next thing she was on Expose a few weeks later with Marissa.
Wow, that's great.
So, you know, yeah, she did it. She just said, right, I don't care, I am going to talk to this woman, you know, and she did. And so that's how things work. You know, you get out there, and even if you're a bit shy about it, there was one girl that did want to give Marissa a bracelet, Helena, the girl I was telling you about earlier. She wanted to give her, she makes these lovely little beads. I'll be wearing some tonight, actually, at the awards. And she had a bracelet, and she says, am I too shy to go up? So I took it off her, and I said, hey, Marissa, Helena here. So I introduced her to Helena, and hey, Helena made this for you. Da, da, da. And then that night, Marissa tweeted the picture of her wearing the bracelet.
Wow.
So, you know, it's those little things that can give such a boost. And like Helena has got more sales from it, her brand awareness has shot up. These are the kind of things that networking events can help, if you've the right networking event and the right people there too.
So you've got one coming up on the 29th of October, which is next Wednesday.
It is, and
I'm going to be there.
You're going to be there. I'm so happy. Actually, you know, our ticket sales shot up when I said that you were going to be there. So we have got a few tickets left, though. It's in the Talbot Hotel, and it starts at 9:30. Registration be about 9 o'clock.
That's in the morning, not the evening,
in
by the way.
In the morning, yes. Well, the reason I did it that way is because that's after the school run,
mm-hmm.
and then it would be before the school run pickup. We're finishing about 1. We'll have some sandwiches and tea and coffee, so we can stay around and talk. So it's going to be very nice, very relaxed. We also have Leave Yourself speaking, Victoria, and we have Carmel Harrington speaking. She's an author, and we have Gillian Goodsell as well, who actually went bankrupt and tells us how you can bounce back from bankruptcy.
That's really interesting, isn't it?
Well, there's some really, well, like yourself, very strong, feisty women going to be there. And I'll be there, and we'll have another lady that will be taking, you know, sometimes it's hard to get around to getting that professional headshot done. You know, it's nice to have a good professional headshot for, you know, if you're sending anything to the media, if you're sending anything on press release. So we have a girl that's going to do them for €20 each.
Very good.
Yeah, because she wants to get her name out there.
Yeah, so it's all people helping other people.
Because her brand awareness will be raised, and then we have a few nice prizes, and the Talbot they're going to sponsor the food. So yeah, it's really nice. So hopefully now, it's going to kind of be the launch of the Women's Inspire Network. I know there's a lot of networking events and networks out there, but there's no membership fee for this one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the unique selling point, is that I don't charge membership, but of course, I mean, the events will be how I'll make a little bit of money just from my work that I put into it.
Yes. And you've got another one coming up in Mayo.
Yes, Mayo. Now, so if there's anyone that's heading west or has contacts in the west, mm-hmm. we have an Irish Biz Party Inspires event, which is a lot more speakers, €30 a ticket, lunch is included. It's in the MacWilliam Hotel, and it's kind of the same thing, casual networking. There'll be a lot of tweeting, a lot of social media interaction. So usually we trend, so the MacWilliam Hotel will most likely trend in Ireland number one that day, and that's why hotels are always happy to have us, you know.
Yeah.
So it's all about you know, getting people together that, you know, we don't have loads of money as a startup, you know, especially, you know, and a small business owner, you're kind of driving around with the petrol gauge on E sometimes. I know I was before. But, you know, it's just remembering that, like, everyone needs a little helping hand. So even if it's a contact or an introduction or, you know, those kind of things can be so helpful for a startup or a small business owner.
And it must actually be quite lonely being a person who owns their own business, because you don't have colleagues, you don't necessarily have
it's very lonely actually, and that's why I created the network as well, because when I was on my own, like, there were some days I burst into tears.
I bet.
And I was just like, oh my god, how am I going to get this set, how am I going to get money for the next thing, how am I going to get my stock, all this kind of stuff. And having someone to sit down with and have a cup of coffee with, or just actually a lot of people do call me as well, if I can take a call I'll take it. I encourage members, look, if you're having a bad day, ring one of the other members. So it's nearly like a
fellowship
or something.
Yeah,
it kind of is.
Support.
But that's what I like about it. And I think it's really important.
Isn't that what the Freemasons was originally meant to do?
Was it? Really?
Yeah, it was just people helping people, really. Except there was only men. But, you know, same sort of thing, right?
Exactly. And I suppose people might say, oh, scratch my back, I'll scratch
yours.
But, you know, there is an element of
that's good.
But there is an element of that. But at the same time, there's, I suppose, there's no membership fee as well. So it's not like, you know, you're losing money by being part of this network. Or, like, it's just, you get out of it what you put into it. It's like everything. You know, if you want to help others, others are going to help you and all that kind of stuff. So it's lovely, actually. I love it.
And what else for you? Are you taking on more clients? Can people contact you if they want help with their Twitters? Are you doing courses?
Yeah, I do a lot, don't I, actually?
You do a lot.
You're making me tired sitting here talking about it. We do, I do workshops. I have a workshop actually coming up in DIT on the 5th of November. I think I have 6 spaces left on that one. That's an all-day workshop. You can go to Eventbrite or go to my website, tweetinggoddess.com. You'll see those details. So I do workshops. I'll go into
and what
premises.
Happens in your workshop?
I just, what I do is we fine-tune your bio so that it looks very attractive for people to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't mean as in your face, you look pretty.
You could.
As in, you know, that you're going to attract the clients that you want to follow you. You don't, there's no point in attracting a follower from Brazil, for example, like that. Is probably never going to go to your hairdressers, you know, that
right,
kind of way.
Right, right.
So it's I would let you know who the influencers are on Twitter, who the people to follow are in your particular industry. And also I teach all about putting up links, putting up pictures, the best times to tweet, all that kind of stuff. Now I do have tips on my blog as well, and I have a book as well.
Oh yes.
Tweet Your Way to Success. Yeah. I must give you one actually for
me.
And Tweet Your Way to Success, and that's just a book that I released with a lot of tips on how to, it's really all about the people though, and that's what I try and encourage in the workshops. It's, I actually encourage everybody that's in the workshop to connect with each other and
keep
just
touch.
Starting off
yeah.
just to, that's your network, that's your first little network, and then you go a bit wider and make your network bigger, but these are your core kind of first networking people that are going to help you because they're in the same boat, you know. So I love it. I love the workshops. They're always very positive. And then I do Twitter. I run Twitter accounts. I have some staff as well that help me. So, like, obviously I'm sitting here now. I'm not tweeting. So I have
somebody's
some
tweeting for you.
Yeah. Not for me, my personal account, but for my clients.
Yeah.
So all my clients know who's going to be where at what time and all that kind of stuff. So they can keep an eye on things. But they're all happy. Which is great.
That's fantastic. Well, you are a very inspiring lady, I gotta say it.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming on our show, and we'll have you again.
Oh, great. Lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely. And I look forward to Wednesday.
Yeah, look very much forward to Wednesday. Thank you for listening to The Art of Living. And if you have any questions for Sam, you can tweet her at Tweeting Goddess.
Yeah, or if you want to email me, it's tweetinggoddess@gmail.com. I do like to help out people that are starting out. If you haven't got the confidence and you just need a bit of a boost, no better woman, I'll give you a hand and give you a push.
Great. And we'll be back on The Art of Living same time next week. Thank you.